Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what you can use to your advantage? I think people ask it all the time. I meet entrepreneurs all the time who say, well, I don't have hair, like for me, right?
Or gray hair.
Or I don't have that skill, or I'm not as talented.
Sure.
I was just in a fantastic workshop with you, and you taught it, by the way, and you were amazing.
Thank you. It was fun.
Great
having you.
People from all over the world were here. But you were sharing this wonderful idea. First of all, use what you got. How many kids do you have?
My wife and I have 11 children.
Well, did you hear that?
11.
Say that again.
11.
I thought he was
children.
Joking at
yes.
first. So,
and here's it. They're all boys except for eight.
They're all boys except for
yes.
eight. I saw pictures. It's a beautiful family.
Thank you. I'm very
the
grateful.
Website is thebigskifamily.com.
Thebigskifamily.com.
And we're going to talk about that because there's a lot of things you don't have.
For sure.
But what you do have is 11 kids who do what? What's their unique thing?
Well, it's funny. We all ski together as a family.
Okay.
You know, and it's something that doing this over the last few seasons.
Yeah.
It's become a passion for a family. It brings our family together.
Love
really
it.
Unites us in a shared adventure, shared
yes.
experience. And we found that's where really parent-child bonds
I love
develop
it.
Is overcoming hardship. You know,
yeah.
hey, they're cold, they're tired.
Yeah, they're out of their comfort zone.
They're out of the house, they're in the wild. And it's interesting because we realized that we had something unique when someone actually came up to us and they said, but they always were like, are you a club? Are
yeah.
you a team?
Yeah.
No, we're a family. And they said, oh my gosh, and they all ski and they ski
wow.
so well. And so we literally had a ski boot company come up to us and says, I want all of you wearing my boots.
Are you serious?
And I was like,
how long ago was this?
That was last winter.
Last
yeah,
winter, okay.
Yeah. So we're at Mount Bachelor, and I was like, wow, he wants to give us ski boots. So we're all wearing ski boots. He goes, well, they all rip, and I want people to look at our boots, and I want kids to be in our boots. And
yeah.
I was just, and I thought, man, that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
So I thought, you know, again, Carrie, like you said, we don't yeah. all have the same things, but we all have things that are unique to us.
Exactly.
That are strengths and that are, and I started going, well, what do I have? Well, I have this family of 11
right.
kids and we put them all in these really bright day glow onesies, yeah, right?
Well, and listen, go to thebigskifamily.com and watch it. I'm surprised your sons
will
wore
wear that.
Those colors.
Oh my gosh. You know what's so funny is?
Yeah.
It was my son went in my closet.
Okay.
And in the 80s, okay?
Okay.
People were wearing that kind of stuff.
I was alive
Day-Glo,
in the 80s.
Right?
Yeah.
I actually had this old retro kind of Day Glow suit
yeah.
that was really bright. And my son was like, can I wear this? He goes, this is rad, you know? And it says
yeah.
ski on the thigh and this.
I love it.
But the younger kids were like, why don't we all get bright outfits? And I look at them and I go, are you
right.
kidding me? I
right.
go, if you'll do that, I'll wear
yeah.
one too. So we all put them on there, and you're right. It's kind
it's
of
fantastic.
Yeah, but it stands
so
out.
It planted know? The seed.
It did.
And now what's happening this year? Because this is huge. I think we're going to hear about you like on some reality TV show soon.
Here's the deal.
But, yeah,
no,
talk
no, no.
to us.
Our vision is this. We really do believe that skiing is the ultimate family sport.
Yeah.
We really do because it just helps
yeah.
bring families together.
Right.
From 6 years old is our Cordelia,
yeah.
our Cordy May. She's our youngest. To my 81-year-old father, okay, we all enjoy being on the mountain together.
I love
so it,
it
brings the generations together. But long and short of it,
yeah.
we want to make skiing kind of accessible to families.
Fantastic.
And known as a great sport. And so
yeah.
we're literally going to, our goal is to ski 17 different ski resorts. And ski 52 days between January, February, and March.
Like, this is legit. This isn't
so,
a theory. This is
no,
actually
this
happening.
This is on the calendar. This is what we're
yeah.
doing. And we're going to try to create massive value for the ski industry. So
yeah.
we're at a resort.
Yeah.
Our goal isn't just to go create a fun day for us
sure.
and the kids. It's literally to make everybody at the resort have a great time. And
yeah.
it creates this energy on
yeah.
the mountain. It really does. We're lift operators, ski patrol, ski school,
you have
the guests
stickers.
In lines. We have stickers we give everybody that,
yeah.
you know, say, hey, ski patrol, you're the bomb, and
yes.
lifties rule, and all this. But we're creating this fun experience.
Right.
And we're going to have days where we put on the calendar where people can come meet us at these resorts. And we're calling those family ski days. So family ski days. And our goal is, again, to create some energy around the sport, value for the ski resorts, and hopefully over time build an audience of people so that, you know, again, right now the people who market for ski industries, they're Olympians, which are awesome. They're extreme skiers, but they're not
Everyday people.
They're not everyday people that are just families out to have a great time.
Right.
And yet I'm convinced that's the people that ski industries really need to tie into and to draw into. So we want to be advocates for them. So we literally have called ourselves global ambassadors global of family skiing.
You're inventing a lot of terms.
Yes, that are new.
And are you able to share the number of sponsorship, the dollar amount?
Well, right now it's about $30,000
in
support so far to get this thing going.
But that's fantastic.
We're convinced it's just kind of the tip of the iceberg because we really want to, and we're willing to invest and work hard because we really do want to create value for the industry.
So what I love is you said, I value my family.
For sure.
I value the time that I can spend with them.
Yes.
I value skiing.
Yes.
I value the partnership that I can create for the ski industry.
Yes.
I mean, you're doing everything that you possibly can to leverage what you got.
That's it.
So the point of this video today, besides go following, and you have an Instagram you just started.
Yes, we're at the Big Ski Family as well. We just started, guys, we're just beginning. But
by the time this video, I bet you you'll have 10,000 fans.
You know what? I think we're talking right now. We have we were at 80 last week. Yeah. And we started last week. We have 80 and now we're at 150 or something.
But you're growing.
So we're growing and we're gonna get there.
And here's the cool thing. Jump on now because once they blow up, you can be like, I was one of the first 1,000 people that jumped in.
For sure.
But the point of the video is that you have to use what you have.
Yes.
You can't say, you know, I wish I could speak like Chad, or I wish I had no hair like Carrie or whatever. But I think it's fantastic. And I just was meeting with someone whose daughter is 10 years old, and she's going to be writing her first book.
That's awesome.
So even a 10-year-old says, I can write a book. I'm going to use what I got.
Wow.
So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. And Chad, tell them your last name.
Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson. And it's thebigskifamily.com. And you crushed it today at Strategic Coach. You blew it out of the water, and I know that
it's a delight.
It is a passion of yours to teach as well.
For sure.
Appreciate you,
Carrie.
Be a soul on fire. We'll see you guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.